right.
All right. We're good? Yeah. All right, we're good.
We got a lot of cameras.
A lot of people around. All right, here we go. Hi, everybody. I'm Late's Camera Jackson. It's the LCJ Q&A. Joining me, it's Emmy winner Todd Newton. Todd, thank you for joining me today.
Man, you know I don't come to Albany without seeing you. It's great to see you.
Good to see you, too. Price is Right Live, you're back. You've been doing this now, what, 14, 15 years?
15 years, yes. My son was just a year old when we started, and he's about ready to get his driver's license, so it's been 15 years. And this is our fourth sold-out show at this beautiful theater. So, you know, obviously Albany has a special place in all of our hearts. And you know, just playing in this room with so much history on that stage, it's pretty special.
So many amazing things have happened recently on the Price is Right show. We've had the showcase won by a dollar.
Right.
We had three people getting the dollar on the wheel. I mean, it's got to be amazing to see things like that happen.
True. And, you know, it's moments like that over the course of the past 45 years that have made the Price is Right a staple. You know, a huge part of American culture. I'll go so far as to say that. And, you know, the fact that we've been able to do this show live and experience moments like that from coast to coast over 100, 150 times a year for the past 15 years is pretty big. And there's no energy that's comparable to what happens in a room like this. You know, when you have 3,000 people in a theater like this tonight and they're seeing their favorite game show live in front of their steaming eyes, it's a magic that you can't recreate. So we like to think that we bring the authenticity of Hollywood wherever we go.
What's one of the most unbelievable moments in a game that you can remember from doing this?
Well, you know, just the other night, I think we were in Maine and we had someone win one of our pricing games called Checkout by one penny. You know, they had one penny to spare. And when you get to Cliffhanger and they have one space on the mountain to spare. But you know, I think as you and I have spoken of before, Bob Barker always taught me to play the game through the eyes of the contestant. You know, it's a lot like when you have kids. Your dad knows that when you have kids, all of a sudden birthdays are cool again and Christmas is really cool again. It's fresh and new because you're seeing it from a different perspective. That's how I host this show and any game show I'm a part of, through the eyes of the contestant. I'm lucky enough to get to do this every night. But for them, it's a once-in-a-lifetime experience. And I think when you feel that, no two shows will ever be the same. It'll never get old. You know, I just put on Instagram today, you know, when you love something, it never gets old and it never wears you down. And some people would look at the schedule that we do with this show and be like, my God, you know, you guys sleep 3 hours a night, you drive 400 miles after every single show, you get up, you put the suit on, the spray tan, and you're off and running again. How does it not become monotonous? And it just doesn't, because we all love it. You know, we're all game show fans first and game show employees second, and we know what it means to the audience, so it never tires us out.
Wow. And of course, a lot of people know you from Whammy, the all-new Pressure Luck on GSN. I was playing a board game over New Year's, and the question was, what's the one channel you can't live without? And I said the Game Show Network. Would you say the Game Show Network is a channel you can't live without?
Well, the first thing I would say is, listen, I don't want you staying in on New Year's Eve playing board games. I want you getting out and enjoying your life. But yeah, of course, GSN is huge, and Buzzer is huge. And, you know, I'm an old-school game show guy. I like the traditional stuff. I like the classics. Give me an old game show. An old gong show, an old Family Feud, an old match game, and I'm happy. But I think that's the only real form of reality television out there. You know, game shows are genuine and it's true emotion. Maybe not so much the newer ones, but certainly the classic ones, you know, where you took somebody off the street, you put them on television, and hopefully they walked away with a new refrigerator and everybody at home was rooting for them. I mean, that's as real as it gets.
Yeah. So the daytime Emmys are coming up.
Yeah.
You won Game Show Host about 5 years ago.
I did, right.
Who do you think is going to win this year?
I would like to see who is it's Steve, it's Craig Ferguson, it's Pat and Alex, right?
And Wayne Brady.
And Wayne, I would really like to see Pat or Alex win again, you know, because those guys get up and they give the best speeches and, you know, they're game show guys through and through. There are a couple of guys who never really wanted to be anything but game show hosts, you know, and they've set the standard for the rest of us. So just class acts, and both of them have always been very kind to me. So either Pat or Alex would get my route.
Nice.
Yep.
All right. I want to ask you about something that's happened since the last time we talked, Miss USA. your gig. It was in the middle when Trump started his candidacy. Right. How did you get the gig? What was that whole experience like?
Listen, I wish this was more of a complicated answer for you, you know, and I know everything that was going on with Donald Trump during that time. But to me, I'm a host first and everything else professionally comes second, you know. So when you get the call asking if you'd be interested in hosting the Miss USA pageant, from a hosting perspective, I appreciate Miss USA for what it is. You know, it's one of those organizations that has set the standard for beauty pageants, and I wanted to be a part of it. I had been a part of the Miss Universe pageant many years before. And to me, I don't care what's going on behind the scenes. It's about the delegates. It's about the women who have poured so much of their blood, sweat, tears, and eyeliner into becoming Miss USA. And I wanted to be there for that. Not to mention the fact that it was going to be a huge stage broadcast out of Baton Rouge, Louisiana, one of my favorite cities. And I just wanted to be a part of the Miss USA pageant. I didn't care who said what or how people felt about it. You know, no one speaks for me, and I don't speak on behalf of anyone else. So for me, it was just an opportunity to put on a tuxedo and put a little extra hair gel in my hair and get out there and do what I do.
Good, good. Confidence there, Todd That's Newton. Right. Very good.
I'm not running short of that, I guess, right?
So you have a podcast just like I do. Right. Tell me about what you've been doing lately with
it. Well, my podcast is called the Talk is Cheap Podcast. It's available on iTunes. But before we run out of time, I want to say something. All the entertainment stuff aside, you know, I have been interviewed by a lot of people, and I've had the good fortune of interviewing a lot of people, as you have. But I have been watching you and your passion for what you do and your hunger for what you do for many years now, and this isn't just a stroke, this is just me talking from one interviewer to another. Very few interviewers wake up in the morning thinking about interviewing. And I know that you wake up thinking about it, you probably dream about it, you probably sit with your family at night at the dinner table talking about it, how you can grow, how you can progress in this field. And this field's going to change. You know, when I started, it was all about VHS tapes, and then we went to DVDs, and now it's all digital. And it's going to change a million times from now to the time when you're my age. But I want you to swear in front of all these people listening that you will never stop being as hungry for this as you are right now.
Because I will
that's
never
what's
stop.
Gonna make you huge. And I know you're going to school and you're going to learn things and you're going to get out of school in a few years and you're going to think, well, I knew all of that before I went in. But it's good that you're going to school and I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
But never stop focusing on the people that tune into you to see your interviews and to see what you're up to. Because the audience is always the boss. And as long as you give them what they want, forget what everybody else wants.
Thank you.
Please the audience and keep doing it, man. And it's always a pleasure to be on your show.
Thank you. Such great advice. Thank you, Todd Newton, so much. You know, I've been watching you for so many years. And see, we were talking a little bit about earlier to the Vice people. You know, you are a showman. You are a host. You bring the energy and the personality every time you're up on stage. And that's what I love to do as well.
I try. And listen, as long as you promise to never lose your fire and to never take a gig from me, I can promise you that when you get to be my age, I'll give you the name of my plastic surgeon, and you'll never age either.
Beautiful.
Everybody will win.
Last question. New tattoos. You got any?
Brother, I have over 200 tattoos on this body of mine, and I think I've gotten three or four on this tour alone. How many? Three or four? Yeah. A few. The N right here is the latest one, I think. So that's the latest one. But
is the whammy or the any Price is Right on here?
I have the Price is Right dollar sign on my back shoulder. I've got from the stage. Is it this side or this side? The purple right there.
The swirl, yeah.
And then the whammy is on my foot. So I'm all game show inked up.
Nice. That's awesome. Todd Newton, thank you so much.
Always a pleasure, my friend. Keep
Fantastic.
It up.
Fantastic. All right. That's Todd Newton. He's everywhere with The Price is Right Live. I'm Lights, Camera, Jackson. This has been the LCJ Q&A.
Kid's a star.